Hey, everybody, welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and each day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. If you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about craving the Word of God. Our physical appetite is an interesting thing. For apparently no reason at all, we will develop a craving for a certain kind of food. Perhaps it's something that triggers our attention. It might be an advertisement, a memory, or a conversation. As we think about a certain kind of food or even a particular restaurant, a craving will develop. And we'll say, I'm craving Chinese food, or I'm so hungry for tacos. Nothing else will satisfy that specific craving. You know, in the New Testament book of 2 Peter, there are some verses which say the nourishment of the Word of God is something we should desire. We should crave the Scripture because it provides a satisfaction that can't be found anywhere else. These verses are found in 2 Peter chapter 2. The Bible says, therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. So Paul gives us this picture. A newborn baby craves milk. Without this nourishment, the baby will cry. In fact, without the nourishment of the milk, the baby will not survive at all. The Apostle Paul uses this contrast to teach us how important it is for believers to crave the spiritual nourishment of the Word of God. He says if we will crave the Scripture and eat regularly of the Word of God, then we will grow up in our salvation. Now, it seems pretty basic, doesn't it? We know Christians are supposed to read their Bibles. It's nothing new. We've all heard this before. But the important question is, are Christians really reading their Bibles? Are they growing up in their salvation? Unfortunately, statistics show us this is not the case concerning those who call themselves Christians. Recent studies of born-again Christians say 18%, that's less than 2 of every 10, read the Bible every day. 23%, almost 1 in 4 professing Christians, say they never read the Bible. So if it's true that the majority of Christians are not reading and learning from the Word of God on a regular basis, there must be a deficiency in our discipleship. Our spiritual growth must be stunted. We are not being changed into Christ-likeness. We are not growing as God would intend. And I believe the key issue is desire. We must have a desire for the Scripture. It's through the pages of the Bible that we come to know the author. And my prayer is that we would develop a hunger for the Word of God because we have a hunger to know God personally. I pray that we would become like David, who wrote in Psalm 119, verse 97, "Oh, how I love your law! I meditate on it all day long." If today you find yourself with little desire for the Word of God, there are some things you can do. You can begin to pray and admit to God what is in your heart. Begin to ask God every day to give you a hunger and a delight for Scripture. It's what the psalmist did in Psalm 119, verse 18, when he wrote, "Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law." You see, I truly believe this is a prayer that God will answer. I believe God will develop in us a hunger for His Word. We'll begin to experience a taste and a craving for the Scripture because our time with God will be satisfying and nourishing. The Scripture, for all of us, is an acquired taste. Before we came to know Jesus, we had no appetite for the Word of God. We had a spiritual appetite, but we attempted to satisfy this appetite with the things of the world. But the more we partake of Scripture, the more we learn from God, and the more we apply it to our lives, the more we desire the Word of God. We are so blessed today to have access to the very words of God. Let's make it a part of our daily lives, and if we do, it will be a lamp for our feet and a light for our path. And here's today's challenge. Ask the Lord to give you a craving for His Word. Begin to develop a God-honoring habit to spend time in the Scripture each day. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.